If you love the Black Married and Debt-Free podcast, if you get any joy, if we've ever done anything for you, do us a huge favor and go and give us a 5-star review on this podcast. Leave us a comment if you like, but that helps our viewership ranking. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's good, everybody? This is Marcus from Black Married Debt Free, and you are checking out our Quick Cast. Let's get it.
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, Black Married Debt Free, and I would like to welcome you to another episode of the Quick Cast powered by Black Married Debt Free. This is your midweek dose of the Black Married Debt Free podcast, and I am one half of Black Married and Debt Free. What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing, man? How was Thanksgiving? I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Mine was great. Man, I'm excited to get on here and really talk about what's been going on in the economy today specifically. But before we do that, do us a huge favor and please, if you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe if you haven't subscribed, like this video, share it with someone who may get something out of this. And if you're listening to it on a podcast platform, thank you for downloading and checking out this episode. But do us a favor and leave us a 5-star review once you're done listening to this, and let us know. Just leave a little blurb, you know, a little something saying, hey, I enjoy this podcast, or, you know, Marcus is really cool and handsome, or Shire is really beautiful and nice. Just something in the comment section of the review section, because, you know, those things really are like currency for Shire and I, for podcasters and content creators, because they help visibility, right? They help us be more visible to this ever-changing and ever-crazy algorithm. So thank you in advance for doing that. Shout out to everybody who's been, you know, like I said, listen to the podcast. We got our little stats from Spotify for the year, and to, you know, that shows our growth and everything, and we're super excited. Our podcast is growing tremendously, and man, we're just very humble and very excited for what's to come. So thank you. So let's get right into it. Today, the Fed president, right, the chairman, Mr. Chairman Jerome Powell, he sat down at the Brookings Institution, and he was just having a conversation, right? He's just talking about what's going on. And shout out to Stephen Stack. He's been on our show. I mentioned him a few times on our show, but he's also been a guest. He said it best. He said this one man was single-handedly manipulating and moving the stock market in real time, mind you, just by his words. And why is that? The stock market and people's, the activity in the stock market, right, is based on folks' trusts, based on emotion to a certain extent. And it you have good days and bad days on markets sometimes based on what one company is doing, what one company CEO is saying, what, you know, the economy is doing, and obviously what the chairman of the Federal Reserve is doing and saying will have tremendous effect on the stock market. And we were all waiting on pins and needles. You know, if you listen to last week's Quick Cast, you know, I mentioned a word. Maybe you didn't know what that word is, but it's called pivot, Fed pivot. A Fed pivot occurs when the Federal Reserve, which is the U.S. Central Bank Reserves, its policy outlook, reverses its policy outlook and changes course from expansionary, which is loose, to contractionary, which is tight, or vice versa, right? And so what does that mean? Anytime the Fed is going to change or alter something that it's doing, in this instance, we're talking about adjusting the interest rates, which they've been increasing, you know, month after month. Anytime there's talks about them pivoting that, or right, or but before you pivot something, before you turn a bus around, you have to slow down its acceleration. And so today he talked about potentially slowing down the acceleration of the increases going into December. And that just sent the stock market into a tizzy. What exactly did it do? Well, let me put you guys on. If you're watching on YouTube, man, if you're not, you know, shame on you. But let's show the numbers. So the conversation that he had at the Brookings Institute started about 1:30 Eastern time, right around here. And as you can see, just open of the market, this is the S&P 500. Everything was real moderate, right? It was kind of up, down, you know, but it was pretty much just flat. This brother started talking at 1:30. By 2 o'clock, the market was lit. By 2 o'clock, the market was going up. Simply because people were optimistic, right? The interest rate thing. The Fed, like I said, has been increasing interest rates all year in an effort to make you tighter on your dollar. In an effort to make the cost of borrowing money more expensive, which means you won't have more money to go out and do things with, right? You won't have more money to go out and buy up the world with, because the Federal Reserve knows that by us overbuying, we're simply creating a world where folks can charge more. And that's what inflation is, right? Inflation is me wanting to charge more for this cell phone because you all want one and you guys are buying them like hotcakes. So I'm going to go up. I'm going up a little bit. But when that happens across the entire economy, you have was called hyperinflation, which is what we were experiencing. And so the Fed says, okay, since y'all not gonna do it on your own, let me make the cost of borrowing money more expensive in an effort to keep you from spending like a fool. I'm sorry to say it like that, but that's the real. And so what are the bad things that come with that, right? One, it's a slow process. As we can see, the inflation didn't just slow down like that. So they have to keep increasing the interest rate. And then the next month, they have to increase it to the point where this year they've increased to 3.75. I want to say basis points, but they've increased it that much, right? Because it's a slow process before you start to see it those changes take effect. And what are some other bad things that happen? It costs you more to buy a home now. Now, if you were going to buy a $300,000 home with a 3% interest rate, and now they up the points, and now it's a 5% interest rate, for you to maintain the same monthly payment, you can only buy a $100,000 home now. That hurts, right? Those parts are not fun. And let's keep it 100. The market wants us to spend. The stock market is successful, does well, businesses do well when we spend money. So when there's something put in place that keeps us from spending money or causes us to tighten our wallets, it's really not great for growth. But it is good to ultimately bring down inflation, because if we didn't do this every so often, if we didn't have the cycle, you know, let's go back to this cell phone. This thing would cost, it would be, you know, $5,000 for a cell phone, because your money wouldn't, you know, the inflation would affect what your dollar can buy in a much more profound way. So, with all that said, why was the market lit? Like, what did he say to make that? I know that's what you're wondering, right? Well, he hinted at the fact that there may be some room for optimism. There may be some room for the Fed to not increase the interest 0.75 basis points or 0.75% next month, which is December, but maybe they'll just increase it 0.5%, right? Big whoop-de-doo, right? But just that little inch right there had the market lit. Had it lit, y'all. The S&P finished at 3.09% in the green or in the black or whatever number means good. Anyway, it finished. It was up. It was all the way up. Okay? It was lit. So just that little statement there and just him kind of hinting at the fact that we may be slowing this thing down. We may be slowing these increases down. Had everyone in a frenzy and had everyone really excited. So this is something to look at because it has been my thought that they were going to continue to increase rates until we reached, I did say double digits now. We got to 8%. So if they start to bring it down, I was close. I was really close. Okay. But I thought we're going to see rates go to about 10%. And then heading into next year, the Fed would do what they usually do. And that's Fed pivot. And you know what I'm saying? If you watch basketball, they're going to, you know, pivot and make a move and start to taper that off. Taper the increases off first, then level them off, and then eventually bring them down. Because the Fed will use the dropping of interest rates to get folks to buy. And so I thought that would happen at some point in 2023, late 2023. And I still think that timeline feels about right. And so what does that mean for you? Someone who may be looking to get their first rental property, someone who may be looking to buy their first home or their forever home. That presents opportunity for you because the goal from the Fed was not only to bring interest rates down, but to also create more inventory, more home inventory, to really level off those balloon prices that we were seeing in 2021. And so we're seeing homes across the nation drop 15-20%. And so there's going to be a moment. And I'm not sure if this is it, but there's going to be a moment when and it's not going to be a big moment because folks who are selling homes will start to see, all right, they buying again. And then they're going to adjust, right? They're going to start to adjust their prices. But there will be a moment when interest rates will be down or trending down or whatever, however you want to phrase that. Home prices will be lower. And that will be a good window for folks. There may be, we're seeing foreclosures increase, right? And so there may be opportunity there. So what I've wanted to do with these quick casts in general is just kind of, it's hard for everyone to take all this in. We're all working. We're all doing different things. We have families. And so what I've wanted to do is just ingest this information and kind of give you a snapshot of what's going on so you can make an informed decision. Is this a good time? Interest rates are here. Is this my opportunity? I see a home that the type of home I've wanted going for this much. Is that in my price range? You know? And so, but you can't make that decision unless you know the full story, unless you know what the Fed is doing, unless you know where they're going, where they're headed, what their plans are. And so that's why I think these are good, good podcasts to listen to and to check out, because you can make a better decision for you and your family as to what your next move is. You may say, hey, I'm like me and Shira are doing. Hey, we're going to dump more money into the stock market because right now homes are not where we want them to be. So boom, we're going to go this route as far as investing is concerned. So I hope this helped you guys, and I hope you're getting something out of these quick casts. If nothing else, to just know how much power the Fed has in our economy. It's pretty amazing, actually, to think about and to see. So that's all I got for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. If you did, like I said on the front end, leave us a 5-star review for anyone returning, or I'm sorry, for anyone joining and checking us out for the first time. I'm Marcus, one half of Black Married Debt Free. My wife and I, we started this platform simply to share our story on how we were able to pay off 6 figures worth of debt. And now we've built a 6-figure net worth and are investing for early retirement. We're using the stock market and we're using buy and hold real estate investing, out of state real estate investing to do that. So if you like content like this, sometimes you bring really dope guests on that are doing similar things. If you like stuff like this, this is the place to be. I like to say we're the number one marriage and finance podcast on the market. I'm claiming that, you know, and nobody's going to stop me. But if you like this, man, this is definitely something you want to subscribe to and be a part of. So that's all I have for this episode. Till next time, I'm out. Peace.